You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. Andy Holding taking a look at the action at Dundalk this evening on Friday, February the 9th. We've got some decent action for you. Not particularly too many big fields tonight, but small but select, you could say. And the 7 o'clock, 7.30 and 8 o'clock respectively, probably the three races where I have the most opinion, particularly the 7.30 where my nap of the day goes in that particular contest. We start, however, at 5.30 with what looks a fairly weakish looking contest over six furlongs. And Above Us Only Sky probably sets a standard, courtesy of that run the other week when he was second to the Phantom Punch from a bad draw. Certainly that was an improved effort by Charles O'Brien's Charge, and with the headgear on, I'd expect her to go well. But back in the field that night was a horse called Alpharac, who was having its first run for the Damien English stable. Damien, of course, synonymous with Geological and one or two horses that have run in these colours over the last year or two. And generally speaking, his yard is in good form. And I thought this horse shaped really well on just his first start in his career. Missing the break quite badly and finding himself towards the back of the field as the runners turned for home. He started quite promisingly to finish a never nearer fifth. Now, obviously, he's down in trip today, which could cause a little bit of a concern, but hopefully he'll break a little bit cleaner and get himself into a better track position than he did last time out. And he's certainly the most eye-catching and anyway promising horse in this race, as far as I'm concerned, Alpharac. And at double-figure prices this morning, he's probably worth a little bit of an each-way punt.
Race 2.
On to the second race then, which is a real climb up in distance to 2 miles for this small but select field. And I'm going to stick with the tried and trusted formula going with Political Policy from the Gavin Cromwell stable in the hands of this Connor Evie, who takes 10 off. That's the first time that this apprentice has teamed up with this horse, but he's a fairly straightforward ride. And that uncomplicatedness, I think, will stand this horse in good stead here tonight, because it's bound to be a little bit of tactical battle. But he has got good mile and a half and mile and a quarter tactical speed, so hopefully that shouldn't be an issue. And basically, he comes in here in good form. He hardly ever runs a bad race. And to be fair, he was a good 30 of the day in the maiden hurdle down in Ferryass behind Play the Game, who's not a bad horse from the John McConnell stable. His last run here resulted in him finishing fifth behind the informed pair She's a Star and Elishpour. And a repeat of that performance should see this horse get his head back in front. Of course, it's been a little bit of a while between drinks.
Race number 3.
On to the 6.30 then. And we've got probably the weakest race on the card. It's a Mare's Maiden. And Nivo's an odds-on poke here, who's had a whole glut of chances from the Tracy Collins stable. And the fact that she's only rated 68 tells you all you need to know about this pretty weak contest. Her run last time out behind Azafu was advertised by the fourth horse, the Phantom Punch, going on to win next time out. So really, this, to all intents and purposes, should really be her night with Pat Smullen on board. However, at the prices, I'd much prefer to have a look at Cavelli, who caught my eye anyway, in not a bad little race here at this track last week over at tonight's course and distance, when not getting the clearest of runs late on, finishing off quite nicely once in the clear to finish knocked about seventh in the hands of Killian Leddon, who retains the ride tonight. And of course, that run was off the back of a thick end of an 18-month layoff anyway, so one could expect a good degree of improvement from this five-year-old mare. And in what looks a really weak race, I thought 12-1 looks a fair each-way alternative against the hot pot there in the 6.30.
Race 4.
Right, on to the first of the really good stuff then tonight, the 7 o'clock. And a couple of horses are quickly going to roll out here, are Grey Danube and Carried. And considering that these two are the first in the betting, it certainly makes sense to oppose these two big time, particularly Grey Danube, who very much is a 6 furlong, 7 furlong horse, absolutely at best. He's run over this distance 3 times and he's got well beat. So even though he's likely to make the run in and serve up a real strong gallop, I can't see him lasting him out, because the other front runner in the race is Carried, who goes really hell for leather from the start. But again, all his best performances have been over a mile and a half, a mile and a quarter. So I really don't fancy these two whatsoever. And it could mean that they'll set this race up for the two deep closers. Red Avenger and Reckless Lad, who were involved in a really good race here the other day beyond Settlefield Bay. On that occasion, Damon English's charge came out best, a Reckless Lad, who once again run another good race. And I think if you pair these two together at 4-1, 5-1 respectively, hopefully you might drop on the winner. Of the two, if you gave put a gun to my head, as it were, I'd probably go with Reckless Lad, because sometimes Red Avenger can be a little bit slowly away. But either way, those are the two that I'm going to concentrate there in the 7 o'clock.
Race 5.
Right, on to the 7.30 then, and probably my best bet of the day. Well, not probably, definitely my best bet of the day runs here in the shape of Paddy Prendergast, War Hero, who's been an absolute revelation here at Dundalk throughout the winter. His last five runs have seen him finish in the frame every time, and he managed to win four starts ago over 6 furlongs, which ideally is a little bit short of his best. He ran over a mile here last time out, and in a very competitive handicap managed to chase home Dermot Wells in form at Adelia. And if you have a look at his stall positions on his last three runs, he was drawn 13 of 13 when second to Princess Yaza, 11 of 12 when second to Palace Guard, and 10 of 10 last time. So for once in this horse's recent career, he's actually got a decent draw tonight. I know there's only a small field, but to be drawn in stall two anyway and hopefully get a good break and not have to row his boat from the outside and go all the way around in the wing, he's going to be saving ground. Plus the fact that he's proven over tonight's trip where his main market rival Borough Steps isn't. Of course, that horse comes from a background of 5 furlong, 6 furlong handicaps. He's got a big advantage, I think, in what ostensibly looks a two-runner race. So very, very confident vote there for around about the even money mark for War Hero.
Race number 6.
On to the 8 o'clock then. Probably my second best bet on the card runs here in the shape of Storm Riker, who ran in a really competitive and strongly run handicap over tonight's course and distance last time. And given that that was off the back of a 112-day break, one can expect a little bit more improvement of this colt by Proud Citizen. He missed the break after a bit of a slow start, got in behind horses, and if you like, he was never really in a challenging position. But I do like the way he finished off his race, and his sectionals from 6 out and 3 out were certainly a good deal quicker than Pari Passu, who won the mile handicap here last week in pretty convincing fashion from a bad draw. Now, Pari Passu has been dealt the most fortunate hand tonight and got drawn stall one, so one would imagine this horse will definitely lead, and he's going to be dangerous on the frontier, Tony Mullins' charge. But if Storm Riker, based on my sectionals and speed figures, runs anywhere near the level that he did last week and he breaks a little bit cleaner in the first time hood, surely to God he's got to be there or thereabouts. And I thought odds around about 5-6-1 this morning look massive each way for a horse who comes here with the best time figures next to him.
And the final race.
On to the final contest then, and I think this race is going to revolve around a couple of horses who won here a couple of weeks ago in the shape of Bog, War, and more predominantly Carvalhas. Carvalhas would be my choice. I thought he did really well to win. I was going to tip him the other week, but he was drawn 14 of 14, and that just slightly put me off. And even though he's got a nasty draw to overcome and stall 12 tonight, the fact that he managed to do it by racing around all on the wing the other night gives me hope that he might be able to do it again. His time figure was okay, if nothing special, but he has got some good numbers behind him. So if they went a bit quicker tonight, it certainly wouldn't inconvenience him. In fact, the faster they go, the better. Another major point that I'm going to go for this horse is that Ben Cohen, probably the most promising apprentice over in Ireland, is riding here tonight. And considering he got on really well with this horse last day, I'm going to stick with the continuity of the two. So Carvalhas each way, around about 5-6-1 this morning, will do for me in the last. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again on Sunday when we're going to be taking a look at a 7-race programme from Punchestown beginning at 1:40. So until then, it's a goodbye for me. Have a good weekend and happy punting.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.